On today's Spotlight on KRWC, Jake Leiter filling in for Tim Matthews. And on the phone line, we have Representative Fu Lee, chair of the House Capital Investment Committee. And they are on a tour of central and southwest Minnesota to view projects for possible inclusion in the 2022 Capital Investment Bill. Fu, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Jake, how about yourself?
I'm doing all right. And first of all, and just for the benefit of anyone who may not know, what is your job as chair of the House Capital Investment Committee?
So as the chair of the House Capital Investment Committee, we are tasked with looking at public infrastructure statewide and see how we want to invest in them going forward so that we can help our local communities in our state with regards to our critical infrastructure assets.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be in Cokato today from noon to 12:30. And could you kindly go over some of the talking points and what you'll be talking about today here in Cokato?
Yep. So in Cokato, we'll be checking out the DAPA Cokato Wellness Center. Representative Erdahl have put in a request for the community recreation facility. And so it's, you know, a time for us to come by and listen to our local communities in DAPA Cokato just to figure out what's going on and, you know, why they think that is important for the state to make that investment.
Mm-hmm. And could you why is this important for the citizens of the community? Why should people stop on by the stop today?
So this is the first step in our year-long process in figuring out the different infrastructure requests that we are seeing from throughout the entire state, and it is important for the residents of the local area to come and talk to us because, you know, a lot of our members are coming from different parts and, you know, have different communities. And so we need to hear directly from the local community and how, you know, this potential investment from the state can make an impact to the local economy, you know, the health and well-being of the residents and all the other issues that are important for the community.
All right. And after these visits, what happens next in this process?
So, you know, after our visit, this is, you know, the Central Southwest Tour. In 2 weeks, we're going to Southeast Minnesota, and then we'll finish up in the Twin Cities area. Next January, we'll come back to a session at the state capitol. That's when we will start listening and hearing some of these projects in our committee hearings and move along in the process and building a budget bill that will make significant investment throughout the entire state. I am hopeful that we can get you know, a lot of our critical needs fulfilled, and so we look forward to you know, hearing on the first end, you know, from our local communities, and then we'll have the engagement and conversation on in St. Paul later, beginning of the year.
Okay, and since this is a 3-day stop, where are some of the other stops on this arm of this tour?
So some of the other stops, you know, today we'll go back to Wilmer, Olivia, and then head over to Southwest State University. And then tomorrow we'll go down to or over to Laverne to check out the Lewis and Clark water main connection. Also check out some of the projects in Fairmont and Marion County, and then head back to Mankato, and then we'll make our way up to the Twin Cities.
And I've got a copy of the itinerary here, and it does look like you've got a busy day or busy few days actually right here. And well, let's just say someone who wants to stop or wants to come to this event here, but maybe can't. Is there anywhere they can go to find out more information?
Oh, definitely. You know, we are going to put all of these handouts and what we're seeing and hearing from the local community on our Minnesota House Capital Investment website. And so residents from across the state can access that material, get the same documents that we are seeing firsthand and we are receiving from the local community. And also, you know, if the local community members want to provide any written feedback, they could provide that to our committee administrator, and we'll make sure to post it on our website and make it available for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else that you want people to know about today's stop in Cokato?
You know, just really excited to hear from the local communities. We know that these are the first time that we are going to hear in person and see these projects, and so it's critical for us to come in with an open mind and really hear from the local residents so that we can bring that back to our work when we come back to session in St. Paul in January.
All right, and are you encouraging community members to bring their questions and concerns over to this event as well?
you know, that's if, you know, folks, you know, can do so safely. We do want to abide by, you know, COVID protocols to make sure that members, staff, and the public is safe. And, you know, if folks aren't comfortable with doing that, they can feel free, like I said, mentioned, you know, send it to our committee, and we'll make sure that it's hosted and that's shared with members of the committee.
All right, and we understand you're busy, and I know that our interview today will be kind of brief, but is there anything you want to leave people with today before we wrap up this interview?
I just want to say that, you know, over the last few years, we've been dealing with a pandemic, but we have seen from the requests from throughout the entire state that there are critical infrastructure need, and right now we are in a good position financially as a state to make a significant impact into our local communities, and so I'm hopeful that we could work with everyone, the legislature and the administration, to pass a robust bonding bill coming this year. And I'm hopeful that, you know, the residents that we're meeting today are going to engage with their local House and Senate members to make sure that we could get the investment we need in our communities.
All right, Representative, we want to thank you for coming on Spotlight today, and best of luck on your tour.
Thank you very much, Jake. Take care.
All right. Yeah, you too. All right, talking today with Representative Fu Lee, chair of the House Capital Investment Committee. He will be making a stop in Cokato from noon to 12:30 today. So if you are in the area and you'd like to stop by, bring your questions and, of course, practice safe COVID precautions as well. That'll wrap it up for kind of a brief spotlight today right here on KRWC.